I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, starring Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer, 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, I was thinking about this while the song was playing. I've never heard a woman go, "Yeah, you know who they had to do our hair and stuff for the wedding? God, they rocked it. I've never looked better." I've never heard that before in my life. Have you, Davey?
Never.
Spence?
No.
Lasso?
No, I've never heard that.
I know it's early in your world, but you know what I mean? It's early in your development. Have you been a groomsman yet?
I've never been to a wedding. But
ever?
Ever, no. I thought I was going to go to last time in New Jersey, but it was just the engagement party. But I'm in my cousin's wedding for it's just going to happen next year. So.
As a groomsman?
Yeah, as a groomsman.
Excellent. No, it's fun.
So I'm pretty pumped, you know.
Are they making you rent or buy the tux?
No. Buy.
That's a thing.
No, it's not.
No.
Buying the tux?
They bought them for the wedding. I've had it in plenty of weddings where you buy them too.
And by the way, I've been in a lot of weddings. I've been a best man twice.
Yep.
Buy the tux?
Yeah. I've been in at least 15 weddings.
Because if you're going to buy a tux, I mean an honest to God tux, you're in a good one, a decent one.
Yep.
You're buying a tux, you're in for $1,500 at least. At least.
Mm-hmm.
I've never purchased one. I've been in many weddings. Never purchased a tux. Never even considered it.
No, and you shouldn't. You know what I mean? You shouldn't. Because you will wear a tux once every 2 years, right?
I'm not wearing a tux.
I mean, I wear 30 tuxes a year, so I own 8 of them. You know what I mean?
Damn.
But that's an investment.
Play it.
8 tuxes.
I got 8 tuxes.
Mix and match.
I've got 8 pairs of shoes.
2 pairs of pants. 8 tuxes. Yeah. 8 jackets. 2 pairs of pants. 8 jackets. 702-364-9898. So after being in for like $2,500 on this wedding, Kayla got her hair done. You know how the girl comes and they do the thing before everybody. While everybody's getting ready, we'll get our hair done. Kayla hated it and wanted her money back. And not just you. How many bridesmaids were there?
There was 10 total.
Oh, 10?
My God. Yeah.
This wedding is egregious.
Is this like your friend a Kardashian?
Yeah, this wedding's ridiculous.
Wow, I don't have 10 friends. You know what I mean? Let alone 10 people I'd invite to the wedding.
Didn't I have 8 groomsmen?
Yeah, you were up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a lot.
Stop as judgment on this wedding. It's 2 more than you guys have.
Yeah, but you got 8 tuxes, so that makes sense.
Bam! No, there were dudes who were upset that they weren't groomsmen. God dang. So how many of the 10 bridesmaids were upset with their hair?
8.
How did the bride feel about it?
She also did not like her hair.
So out of 11 total, 9 out of the 11.
Yes.
Huh. But you can't ask for your money back, or can you, Amber?
Yeah, you absolutely can. That is an independent contractor, a business person. And from a business perspective, first of all, Kayla, 10 people. I mean, if you weren't first, if you were fifth, by girl number 3 or 4, we should have known that, hey, you know, maybe styling is not her forte. Not everybody can style. Maybe she didn't show up to beauty school on styling day. Maybe you can color, you can cut, but if you can't style, you know.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Let's stop her and say, hey, you know, thanks, but no thanks. Or we're all rocking ponytails. Or can you at least do a French braid? Something. You know, but I would have stopped her in the tracks. But even if you guys didn't, get together, sign a petition. We all hate our hair. Give us our money. That's $2,500.
Go to change.org.
Well, let me ask, because Chet has seen the photo now of what it looked like before I took it down and had it redone. This is what we were modeling, but it needed to be more voluminous.
And no, she's not close.
No, not even.
Okay, real quick, though. But Kayla can't ask for her money back.
Why?
Because it's the bride's thing.
No, No, help your friend. That's the first thing. This is your bride. The bride's not worried about, you know, here she's got her dress to worry about, her guests to worry about, the food to worry about. She's worried about the whole day in general. If you see that the hair is not on point, somebody step up and say something.
Amber, stay with it. Stay with us here. I'm going to bring in Rudy. Rudy, why is this? Why is Amber off base here?
I just feel like they went to her because for her services, so they shouldn't ask for the money back because they went to her, and the bride should have looked up her. Like, you know how people take pictures of, say, for instance, a barber takes pictures of his haircut? She should have done the same thing and looked at pictures and looked at her resume.
Rudy, make a good point. Thank you.
I will point out in that circumstance right there that I have plenty of photos on Instagram that I don't look anything like those photos now, but I still post them. So you're not going to post crappy photos of your work.
Was this the bride's stylist?
Yes.
Hairdresser? What's the word?
Stylist, I guess, yeah.
Shoot, because I shave my head now. I don't have to worry about that stuff.
But everyday styling compared to event styling is two different things.
Amen.
So my hair in a ponytail.
No,
and then you threw my hair in a bun.
This girl made a good whack at it. I mean, she tried. She tried, but it's just not there. Nikki, why can't you ask for it back? You've been in this situation. Why can you not ask for it back?
Because I felt like I'd be, like, offending them. It's, like, their creativity and stuff, and obviously it's, like, not as good as other people's. So I just felt like I couldn't ask for it because I just
said no. Yeah, and I have no backbone. That's my biggest issue is I don't know how to go about this and go, hey, can I have some of my money back? Because you guys really didn't hit the mark exactly, and that's a lot of money. So
Amber, you're a rock star. Thank you very much, because this is the point. Why, like Amber said, why after? Okay, so you went first.
Yep.
And then, like you said, 9 of the 11, including the bride. So, yeah, after it got to number 3 or 4, how come somebody didn't put a stop to this?
I don't know, because none of us have a backbone, apparently.
That's it.
Wow.
But you know what? Her creativity. I go to Applebee's, and they overcook the honey barbecue boneless. I sent them back.
Yeah, I don't think you get your money back, but I think you have to do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I brought that up. Yeah. And one of the bridesmaids said, I was like, do you think I can ask him to redo it, even just the front a little bit? And she goes, no, you can't ask that. And I go, okay, so I'm stuck with this now.
Well, then that's y'all's fault. You know what I mean? Then that's on you guys.
Okay.
I don't think you can get your money back.
Your money back, but you can have her redo it and just go, look, we've got to do this. We've got to do this bigger. How much time did you have before the wedding?
I got mine done at 9 a.m. and the wedding was until 6:30.
It could have been. It could have been done.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.